So this weekend, the mighty Huddersfield Town were back in action, taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers, a side who I've got actually quite fond memories of, Tom. Quite a few away days at Molineux. Very, very imposing crowd there. But this weekend, it is at the John Smith Stadium. Let's find out more about this weekend's opposition for the Terriers. And let's speak to Tim Spears, who talks about all things Wolverhampton Wanderers for local paper The Express and Star. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much.
So then, this weekend, the Terriers take on the Wolves. How were things at Huddersfield being seen in Wolverhampton at the moment?
Well, certainly being seen, certainly seen as a difficult place to go this weekend. Although Wolves' away record is pretty good of late. They're unbeaten away since December the 21st, I think it is. So they'd be looking at Naki Wells as the danger man. The player that Wolves have caught is, well, over years, really, they've been linked with him. He's always kind of been on their radar. So he'll be the one to watch on Saturday. But they'll be hopeful of going up north and coming back with 3 points, I would have thought.
The big question, obviously, for Wolves fans was in January, what would happen once Benny Cathobe left? Obviously, losing all them goals. What's it been like? Because I know Joe Mason's come in from Cardiff City, but has he made a big impact yet?
It's been a weird one. He scored 3 minutes into his debut at home to Bolton. A game they drew 2-2 with two late goals for Bolton. And then he dropped him for the next game away at Reading. A 0-0 draw. He didn't even come off the bench, actually. And then again, the last home game against Preston on Saturday, which they also lost, he didn't start that game either and came on at half-time and came on and scored, actually. So he's got 2-2. But whether Jacket will play him on Saturday or not, he's open to debate. It's a bit of a weird one. He brought him in as a number 10, really, not as a direct replacement for Benny Cathobe. And he said at the time, I think it was a week before the end of the window, well, we've got Joe Mason, you know, that's the first of two. We want to bring in two strikers to create a new partnership. And we're hoping to do that over the next week. Now, for whatever reason, that didn't happen. They were chasing a lot of strikers. Kike from Middlesbrough in particular was one who turned them down, you know, really late on deadline day. So that second striker wasn't forthcoming, which is perhaps one of the reasons why Mason hasn't really been playing, because Jacket's unsure of how he fits into his starting lineup. So everything's a bit of a mess, really, as far as selection goes at the moment. They've got seven first-team players out injured as well, which is obviously crippling for Jacket. So it's hence the lack of consistency, and hence why they're going nowhere in the league table.
I was going to say, when you look at it, I mean, Benny Cathobe leaving was always going to be a big blow, and I think the fact that they haven't been able to get that partner in, do you think that that is the main reason why the results as of late haven't been great?
There's a host of problems, really, all over the pitch. I mean, they brought Mike Williamson in as well in January. He hasn't been able to play yet. The defence has shipped 9 goals in the last 4 home games. They've got a lot of youngsters still learning their trade, you know, making mistakes. Like I said, they have got seven first-team players out injured. You know, they really would all be in the first team, which would be difficult for any Championship team to cope with. And then, of course, they've got the problems off the field with the uncertainty over the ownership, with Steve Morgan looking to leave, resigned as chairman, trying to sell the club at the moment, which obviously affects every single thing they do, certainly as far as signing players, even when it comes to loan players. And the fans aren't happy. During Saturday's defeat to Preston, they were very vocal in their defence. It's the first time they've really kind of turned against the club. It was mostly against the board, mostly against the chief executive, Jez Moxey. But Jacket got a bit of stick as well towards the end when he made a substitution they weren't happy with. So part of that is down to the Afobe money. I mean, they got 9 million for him, with 1 million going to Arsenal. And I don't think there was any question that all that was going to be reinvested into the team, because they're up for sale. So they need to... The parachute payments end this season, so they'll need to hold a bit of money back for that. So they've reinvested a bit into Joe Mason and also Michael Zaro from Poland, who's now injured, of course, as well. But yes, certainly the Afobe sale and the lack of full reinvestment and the way that it's affected them on the pitch, it's certainly a key factor at the moment.
How do Wolves fans see themselves in the context of the division? Do they take kindly to things like the draw at home to Bolton and losing to Preston, or do they actually see themselves as maybe that kind of level of Championship side?
That's a good question. I think there's probably a bit of a split between the fans, really. I think there's an acceptance that, you know, we're not going to spend 30 million like Middlesbrough and Derby have, but obviously with Wolves, you've always got the tradition and the history of the club hanging over them. You know, this is a club that was the best in the world, albeit many, many years ago. But even as recently as the 70s, you know, they were one of the best in the country. So there's a lot of fans that kind of see the likes of Bournemouth, you know, cherry picking the best player and think, you know, how on earth has this happened? And then you've got them lot down the road, West Brom, who've been in the Premier League for many, many years as well, which is obviously sticks in the craw of many Wolves fans. There's kind of a bit of a split, really. I'd say the angry minority is, you know, demanding we should be up there, and the silent majority kind of take it as, you know, there's a lot of clubs spending a lot more money than us, and it's money that talks these days. So Wolves are about where they should be for the team and for the level of finances that they've got at the moment.
Tim, one thing I've also got to ask you, as a Huddersfield fan, at the end of the transfer window, we were hearing a lot up here about Rajiv van La Parra. All kinds of rumours flying around. At one point, it was happening, then it was absolutely not happening. How was it seen by you guys in the Midlands?
Well, he was playing ever so well at the time. I mean, he's a funny one, Rajiv. He's very inconsistent. You know, he's young. He's still raw, really. Even though he's about 24 now. But he's never really produced the goods on a consistent level, and he started the season, you know, really, really badly, the performances he played. But then he went on loan to Brighton, who at the time was top of the division, so it was really kind of unusual loan move for him to go right to the top of the league from Wolves, with mid to lower table at the time. And he did so well for Brighton. He scored two goals. He still only ever scored one goal for Wolves, so that was in six games at Brighton. Did really well. They didn't keep him for whatever reason. He's come back to Wolves, and for three games in a row he was absolutely fantastic. He was brilliant, man of the match in all three games I gave him. And then, coincidence or not, the transfer window came and went, and then the three games immediately following that he's been absolutely dire, completely back to his anonymous worst, I'm afraid. They got hauled off at half time at the weekend. So whether you know, the cynic in me suggests that he was in those three games, he was man of the match directly before the window. He was playing for a move. You know, he's certainly got an agent who likes to put him out there, shall we say. So at the time, I think Wolves were saying, you know, he's our best player at the moment. We don't want to sell him, certainly for what wouldn't have been a huge transfer fee, I would imagine. So there was undoubtedly interest from Huddersfield, but I think the way that Rajiv had come back and started performing, there was no question that Wolves were going to sell him, particularly with the injuries they've got at the moment. But the way he's performed since then, I think fans have kind of, you know, suspected that he raises his game when he wants to, and maybe that's because he's looking for a move elsewhere.
And looking at where Wolves are in the league at the moment, and obviously this poor run of form, is it a case that the fans could be turning on Kenny Jackett sooner, or is it a case that they're going to remember the fact that he's got them up in the first place?
There's quite a lot of sympathy for Jackett, because, you know, as far as players that are coming in and players that are coming out, he does have a say, but he doesn't identify the players. You know, they've got a guy called Kevin Thirlwall, who's head of recruitment. So they've had a lot of issues with players leaving, like Richard Stearman, who was player of the season last year, and he was sold, and, you know, that caused a lot of anger. Afobe's obviously gone as well, and the players that have come in to replace these guys haven't been up to scratch, really. And people kind of see that as not being Jackett's fault, so he does get a bit of sympathy on that front. But they are starting to turn in general against the club. I mean, you know, they're going nowhere in the league. They're 11 points off the top six. They're 14 off relegation. You know, for me, season's over. You can't see them going either way. And the fans are growing restless, particularly with the situation with Steve Morgan putting the club for sale as well. They haven't quite turned on Jackett yet. Like I said, they did have a bit of a pop at him at the end of the defeat to Preston on Saturday. He brought on a midfielder, and Adam Lafonda was still sat on the bench, you know, chanting, "You don't know what you're doing." But personally, I think the fans will accept it if he's still there at the end of the season, and give him the first few months of next season to see if he can kind of mount a promotion charge, you know, when they get all these injured players back, maybe bring in a couple in the summer. But Jackett speaks very well. He's a man. He's got such a strong moral compass. You know, he's very level-headed. He never gets carried away when they're winning or they're losing. And I think with all the turmoil off the field at the moment, he's exactly the kind of guy that they need there in the middle. Because, you know, under other managers, they may have been in a relegation battle this season. All the problems they've had, all the injuries they've had, the key players they've lost. problems with the ownership. They could be doing a lot worse this season, but Jackett's kind of steadied the ship, and I think that's the kind of guy they need at the moment.
To focus on Saturday's game, Tim, who is it that the Town fans should be looking out for? Who really should we be closing down?
The key player this season probably been James Henry, but he came off with a hamstring strain on Saturday to add to the injury list. I would have thought Joe Mason would come in, and after two goals in two games, he'd certainly be their kind of danger man at the moment. He looks really sharp. He's looking to play off the last man. He got in three or four times in the second half against Preston, scored a goal, took it really well, rounded the keeper, and he looks really motivated at the moment to go on a bit of a scoring run, which he's done a couple of times in his career, particularly at Bolton and earlier in the season when he was with Cardiff. They've got a real lack of creativity in the middle at the moment, but if Mason can kind of spark them into life, I think that's going to be key for them to end the season on a high. And also Connor Cody, of course, well known to Huddersfield fans, making his first appearance against them. He missed the reverse fixture, surprisingly left out of the squad altogether actually after he'd come back from a 3-game suspension. But he's been one of their better players in recent weeks, certainly one that Town fans will be looking out for, and he'll be looking to score his first goal for Wolves, yet to score for them. Scored a cracker against them last season at Molineux, but yet to discuss his score in gold and black. So the script's perhaps written that he'll do so on Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be good to see him back at the John Smith Stadium, though, from our point of view. Let's hope he keeps his scoring boots well and truly left in Wolverhampton. Tim Spears, though, from The Express and Star, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem. Thanks for having me.